Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Okay, thanks. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show, 31 March. Made it through March 2015. So glad to have you join us today. It is so good to be here. I want to thank Dr. Ted Broen for taking over doing Monday. He wanted to go on vacation, and so we changed days, and I will be here Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, if all goes well this week. And, of course, Jack Blood will be joining you on Thursday. And I'm just so glad in this gorgeous weather. I don't know if you were outside yesterday, but I hope you enjoyed it. It was amazing around here, and I hope everywhere. It is going to be in the 70s, 72 here this week. So spring is here. We made it. We made it. If you're watching television, it's all about Iran nuclear talks, Iran nuclear talks, Iran nuclear talks. I think so much of that is smoke and mirrors. But we'll see. We'll see how it works out for John Kerry and his negotiations, if you will. But I think it is all for public consumption. We're going to be featuring in the third hour the crash, the German wings crash agenda, because there's so much more than you're hearing. Some of the things are kind of like just really grating at me that I'm hearing that don't make any sense, and I want to talk to you about those. We did that last week, and I want to rejoin some of those issues. Also, was there another reason that the plane crash occurred? And, of course, they have engineered the backstory of Mr. Lubitz. Could it be? I want to find out what your thoughts and opinions are. And I really hope that the pilots out there are not afraid to call into the Power Hour and express what you're thinking. You don't have to give your name, location, airline, whatever. But I know there's so many pilots in our audience. And I'd like to hear what you have to say, especially on the issue of, oh, gee, the cabin locked, the pilot is outdoors knocking, and he can't get in. Really? Do you really think there's no way? Okay, let me ask you this question. What happens if both pilots become incapacitated? Let's say there is a depressurization of the cabin, of where the pilots are, cockpit. Do you really think that the plane would just go down because, oh, well, it depressurized and the guys are gone? Do you really think so? Of course not. There has to be a way to get into that cockpit. And the issue of retinal detachment. I have to tell you why that bothers me hugely, among other things, too. And it's not important what bothers me. It's important what bothers everybody. We want to know the story, the real, true story. And I have to tell you, we're not hearing it. Is it the SSRI drugs? We need to talk about that also. So much involved in this now that they have had time to prepare their defensive backstory. Also, the U.S. backs the Joint Arab Military Force. Canadian lawmakers endorse airstrikes on ISIL targets in Syria. They're keeping that war going. Well, at least telling you they're keeping the war going. Turkey has been struck by the biggest power cut in 15 years. Now, that is huge. And, of course, our question is always, why are these things happening? You know, the average person doesn't ask why. They just kind of go along to get along. And allegedly, they've asked for ground troops now in Yemen. Yemen refugee camp has been hit by an airstrike. Why they would do that? Another one of those, oh, we are so stupid, I guess. So in the third hour, We'll be talking about the crash in the second hour. We're going to be talking about Silver Botanicals, one of the most important products that we have at the Power Mall. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world, as opposed to those in control of this country that care about control of the world. What a shame that nearly all the news is about our intervention, and I'm talking about the bad guys of this country, elite intervention in other countries. How sad it is. I don't care if it's Yemen, Iraq, Afghanistan. What are we thinking? You know, I read an interesting poll. I can't remember if it was New York Times or something. But anyway, they gave some options like, what should we do about Syria? And, you know, some of the questions were, we need to depose Assad. We need to, you know, whatever. Then one of them was, leave them alone to fight their own battle. Guess who won? The 70-some percent that said leave them alone to fight their own battle. But what happens is the United States, because of their we wear the white hat attitude, go into these countries, destabilize them to the point where there's insurrection, there's chaos, as in Libya, and then we bomb them to make sure that it's really chaotic, and then we say, we've got to go help these poor people. Do you realize how many countries the United States has interfered in successfully to be able to make the government unstable and overthrow their leaders? I mean, the story, same song, 85th verse. When are we, the people, going to retake charge of our government, which is we, the people, and say, not no, but heck no. We don't want our money on April 15th to go toward killing other people, allegedly, if that's where it goes. We don't want to be involved in killing innocent people any longer. It stops now. When are we going to say that? Where are the anti-war people? I mean, the only anti-war people I know are Phil in Florida. Phil Rostino in Florida. And the group that his girlfriend Kathy is with. I don't see any other anti-war people out there. So either they are acquiescing, or, gee, war is not that bad, or we're making money from it. And it's all about control. And people like the resources. Corporations like the resources. Well, what is in the news today? U.S. is backing the Joint Arab Military Force. Backing the Arab League's decision to create a joint military force to counter security threats in the Middle East. Boy, that's what we need to be doing, don't you think? The alleged security threats, or the security threats we have created. And we'll cooperate with it if need be. Now, that was according to Defense Secretary Ash Carter. Now, remember, Ash Carter made his money from illegal, well, I shouldn't say that, from weapons sales. A plan to set up a unified force amid the unfolding crisis in Yemen was announced Sunday at the 26th Summit of Arab Leaders in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. These are partners and security allies of ours, and when they act in a way that we regard as in our interest as well as theirs, we will continue to partner with them as we have been in other matters. So said Ash Carter. And that was according to Sputnik News. Also according to Sputnik News, Canadian lawmakers are endorsing airstrikes on ISIL targets in Syria. By the way, I have yet to see any visual coming from the Middle East that looks like an ISIS war. We see a lot of black flags in the back of trucks going up and down the street, and that poor lonely guy in the middle of the desert there that has to keep walking back and forth with the flag. That is just so inane. Anyway, the Canadian Parliament has endorsed the government's plan to launch airstrikes against the Islamic State targets in Syria, in addition to its military participation in Iraq bombing raids. So said Stephen Harper, the Canadian Prime Minister. The motion has extended Canada's military mission against the violent ISIL militant group for up to 12 months to the end of March 2016. Canada has around 70 troops stationed in northern Iraq and regularly flies warplanes to pound ISIL positions in this country as part of the U.S.-led coalition. Turkey is struck by the biggest power outage in 15 years. It grounded flights, crippled the rail networks. Government scrambled efforts to investigate the power cut before energy was partially restored in the afternoon. Prime Minister says all potential causes are still being investigated, including the possibility of a terror attack. Whether or not terrorism is a high possibility or a low one, I can't say at this stage. I can't say either whether it is a cyber attack. Obviously, it is something somewhat nefarious, ladies and gentlemen. 45 people killed, 65 injured. Yemen refugee camp hit by an airstrike. So says the International Organization for Migration. And RT is reporting the bombardment took place in the vicinity of the Mazraq refugee camp. Citing the organization's staff on the ground, it was not immediately clear how many of the casualties were civilians and how many were armed personnel. Now, you notice how that just kind of glides off the tongue. And we, as newscasters, say, well, it's not clear how many were casualties and civilians that shouldn't have been killed in the first place and how many were armed personnel. And why does it say that? Because probably they were all civilians. Now, you know it's clear because people can count. Isn't it amazing how they seem to not be able to count whenever something like this happens? Gee, we just have no idea. Seriously. U.S. military gloats over the ISIS victories in Iraq, rushes to save it from Iran. According to Military Times, nearly 20,000 Shiite militias withdrew from the Tikrit battleground after the Iraqi government agreed to pause its cooperation and coordination with the Iranian government. The Iraqi government agreed to take control of all the military operations from here on. Do you believe that, listeners? Do you really believe that? The United States imposed two conditions on the Iraqi government before it would agree to provide any assistance in the fight against ISIS: that the Iraqi government end cooperation with Iran, and that the Iraqi government assume command over forces on the ground. I listened to a news segment on television, literally from one of the cable news media groups, that was talking in terms of, you know, there are a lot of people that say that ISIS is being supported by the United States and manipulated and monitored and run by the United States. Yes, a lot of people are catching on to that. And that might be why we are taking this exit stage right out of Iraq. Maybe it's time we just kind of move on down the road, right? Well, Brandon Turbinville is the one that did the article on that reports that. And it's according to Military Times. Greece is to turn to Russia for economic help. The Greek government reportedly plans to negotiate a possible reduction in gas prices from Russia and lifting of the embargo on certain types of Greek products. Relief from the food embargo would particularly cover fresh fruit, said Der Spiegel on Sunday. And by the way, I want to make note that Der Spiegel is the main newspaper in Germany. Respected newspaper in Germany, and I'll tell you why I say that a little bit later on. Anyway, it will be put to the Russian government by Greece's industrial reform minister, and Syriza, during their two-day visit to Moscow, 30th and 31st of this month. That would be today, ending today. UK medical chiefs call for a fracking ban. A group of high-profile doctors, 20 of them, and medical academics have called for a ban on hydraulic fracturing in the United Kingdom, as it poses, as they say, an inherent risk to public and environmental health. Well, about time somebody tell it like it is. Thank goodness. Guinea. Oh, my gosh. Let's revisit Ebola. The thing that's going to kill everybody in Africa? Well, it didn't, but it's still alive and well. And according to Press TV, in a statement published in national media on Saturday, the Guinean president said that he was declaring the health emergency in the west and the southwest of the country, adding that the focus of the virus has shifted to our country's coastal areas. That is why I am declaring a reinforced health emergency for a period of 45 days. And by the way, do you remember the 11 people that came to the United States to be treated for Ebola? Haven't heard anything about them, have you? Wonder why. Remember the first ones? Oh, man, every time they blew their nose, we knew about it. And now, they came to the United States. End of story. All right. Now, for those of you who literally need to protect your head from blowing apart with these stories, get ready to duct tape it. Or perhaps in this hour, you just duct tape it in the beginning because it always helps. In our stupid news, our continuing following the Pentagon's, oh, we are so stupid, the Pentagon loses $500 million in Yemen. Now, does anybody buy that story? I don't. And after losing, if that's not worse, the worst thing that could happen, after losing the $500 million in Yemen, they got a $96 billion budget increase. Now, wait a minute. $96 billion? dollars. We're giving Yemen. And we've got people who cannot afford to eat at night and that are homeless. What is this country thinking? Well, get ready on April 15th to do your part in paying Yemen, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What if Americans could have A, better health, B, a lower incidence of cancer, and C, a lower occurrence of fibrocystic disease of the breast, all from simply consuming more iodine? Nutridyne Iodine from Dr. Bill Deagle's NutriMedical.com is the answer. The toxicity of modern life is adversely impacting iodine levels. For example, Americans who are more exposed to fluoride than other populations have a desperate need for more iodine. Edgar Cayce's diatomic iodine, known as Nutridyne from NutriMedical.com, is a universal pathogen killer that helps regenerate cellular energy. If you suffer from low thyroid, chronic fatigue, mitochondria function, or to just feel better, then take a few drops of Nutridyne every day. Order Nutridyne at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or go to NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world. It is 31 March and you're in the right place. That is if you think. Now, if you don't want to think, joining us after the bottom of the hour, Gary Franchi is going to tell us what is in social media today. What is trending? What are the uninitiated, the un, What do we call them? I would like to come up with a term of the other people out there. You know, and remember, don't be cruel, because we were like that once before until we had some kind of epiphany. But you know what I got to say? These people on TV, these hosts and hostesses and anchors and consultants, and no one's asking any question like, why is there nothing bigger than a bread box from this airplane crash? And where is the hole? Isn't that amazing? Where is the hole? Now, remember at the Pentagon, there was a little hole about the size of a missile that would have gone through. And they told everybody that that was where a 757 went through. Really? Well, if the government tells us, I certainly don't want to doubt them, because either you're with us or you're with the terrorist. And, of course, that's incredibly important that you realize that, because that means either you agree with everything the government does and says, or you're a terrorist. And that's the interpretation. All right, let's get back to the news. But where is the crater? Nobody's asked. Well, a few of you listeners probably are asking that question. Anyway, let me get back to the issue of Yemen and losing $500 million and gifting them $96 billion. How can this happen? How can we have become so grossly negligent to hand out that kind of money? Barely a week after learning that the military brass cannot account for $500 million worth of weapons and equipment to Yemen, I would say by design they're not supposed to account for that. Congress last week moved to compensate for the cuts in military spending required by the 2013 sequester law by approving $5.5 trillion over the next decade of monies, which we don't have, by the way, including $96 billion in off-budget accounts for war-related funding. The missing supplies, according to the Washington Post, include hundreds of guns, red flag, BS detector, more than 1 million rounds of ammunition, red flag, 4 hand-launched drones, and body armor. Also among the missing and unaccounted items are you ready for this? Hang on to your duct tape, ladies and gentlemen. They're also missing 3 airplanes. I know I'm only a nurse, but how do you miss 3 airplanes? How do you lose 3 airplanes? Not only that, but 4 helicopters and 160 Humvees. 160 Humvees. How do you do that? I mean, you have to work at that. But that's the way it is, ladies and gentlemen. You're supposed to accept it and go, oh, well, it's a good thing that I can't put my children in private school or homeschool them, because I know I'm contributing to a budget of $5.5 trillion over the next decade for my country. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Your child may not get a college education, but you will help to give $5.5 trillion over the next decade, including $96 billion for stuff that they're going to lose anyway. Okay, now keep the duct tape on, because NSA fails to prevent cross-dressers from invading the headquarters. Their headquarters. NSA headquarters. Despite mass surveillance. Kit Daniels reports that the NSA failed to prevent 2 cross-dressers from invading its headquarters, despite the agency claiming its mass surveillance program helps thwart criminal activity. Yes. Oh, it does thwart criminal activity when they want it to. But when they want people to get through, oops, the cameras weren't working. 2 men who were dressed as women tried to ram their SUV through a gate at NSA headquarters in Fort Meade, Maryland on Monday, prompting security to kill one of them, the he-she's, and seriously injure the other he-she. The FBI said it was conducting an investigation with NSA police and other law enforcement agencies. Oh, I am sure, wink, wink, you're doing that. What are they thinking? Now, why would that happen? Because it attracts attention and it's a diversion. We'll be back with Gary Franchi after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world. It's all about the truth. And that's what we support. And I appreciate all of those of you who have emailed and said, that's what you listen to the Power Hour for, the truth. As much as we can find it. And we don't always know. But we certainly try. And I feel like I would die for the truth. Do you feel that way also? I hope so. Because if you don't have a base to operate from, you are flapping in the proverbial breeze. I want to remind you what we have on special from the Power Hour. Silver Botanicals will be joining us today in the second hour, and you're going to be able to learn more about the incredible work that they do to find things that will work for you that actually are good for you, like the best deodorant in the world. How about the dog and bedding spray, the gift from the Magi? Got a lot of cool things that they do and create. And we have a super silver sale also this week, along with Silver Botanicals. The FR300 Emergency Crank Radio, Miracle 2 soap and neutralizer, laundry balls, all of those are on special this week, along with the transdermal magnesium and the garden seed special. So lots of things. Oh, the vegan burgers. Vegan burgers. By the way, we're going to be having new large Mylar bag vegan burgers so that you can store them. And those are the best. Catherine told me, our incredible producer, told me that she cannot get enough of those vegan burgers. She wanted them in the bigger bags because she uses them all the time. And they are amazing. If you haven't tried them, the vegan burgers are the best. 18-serving storage bags are now $20 each. $20 each in the Mylar bags. You can get them by calling 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. Joining me this hour is Gary Franchi, who sits in periodically with us at the Power Hour, and I thank him for joining us. He has been involved in all kinds of print media as well as TV, radio. Gary, thanks for joining us this morning on the Power Hour.
Hey, Joyce. It's great to be back on the show.
Hey, I want you to tell us, because I know you follow all that social media stuff, which I don't, and I will admit, I don't. I don't do Facebook. I don't do Twitter. I don't do, don't do, don't do. But what I do do, and I will tell you this, is I am getting so into what's happening now with the veterans. I'm really, really getting very, very vocal on that issue, and I will be doing that. However, there is an interest that I know a lot of you have, or I think it's interesting to find out what are the great unwashed thinking about, or those who have not had their religious conversion yet to the truth. What are they thinking about? So I would like to ask you, Gary, tell us what it is that people are responding to, and you call it trending. Explain to some of the people that don't have computers, what is trending? What does that mean? And then what is trending presently?
Well, I'm taking a look at Facebook right now, and Facebook has a section on the site where you can look at trending news stories. And trending stories are essentially aggregated based on the collective posts of the millions and millions of people who are posting to Facebook by the second. Literally, there are so many people on Facebook that they're constantly flooding it with status updates, what I'm eating today, and, you know, oh, what a beautiful sky today, or however, you know, all the different moments and things that people share, but they also post news stories. And that's where I harvest a lot of information. I've got a lot of friends on Facebook who are always sharing really, really breaking news, cutting-edge news, stuff you won't see anywhere else. But when you get into the trending news side, this is the, if you will, the public area where news is aggregated. You find some of the sort of, I guess if you will, the hive mind of the world on Facebook and what is important to them. And today I'm looking at, there's about 12 stories that they post here. And there are some offbeat stories, stuff that just doesn't really seem to have much of an
interest. Okay, why don't you give us an idea of what those stories are?
Well, right now I'm looking at the top stories right now is The Walking Dead. It's a television series that is about zombies. It's going into its fifth season.
Okay.
And right now they're talking about that the finale is going to be airing this week. And so, you know, that, I think it's kind of ironic that that's the top story. Everyone wants to talk about zombies and watch zombies, but where, you know, are we, Joyce, have you ever walked around in the city and you see everybody with their cell phones and they're all looking down?
Mm-hmm.
They kind of
like
zombies.
They kind of do. Okay, give us the bullet points on what is trending now, because we don't have much time here.
So we got The Walking Dead. We've also got a photographer has captured some photographs of Mike Tyson's mansion, his former mansion. Gonzo from the Muppets is going to do a rendition of the Humpty Dance. Lawrence Fishburne's wife, mother, is facing eviction. Now here's another story. This is a good story, though. A superbug now has a remedy. An ancient Anglo-Saxon remedy is killing a hospital superbug. And this is just recently discovered from the University of Nottingham.
What is the remedy?
The remedy is cow bile and garlic.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So when they mix these two together, apparently it fights off this superbug. A 1,000-year-old medieval remedy for eye infections was discovered in a manuscript in the British Library. It has been found to kill the superbug MRSA.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
MRSA. That is a huge problem in prisons and in hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
Such a huge problem. And cow bile and garlic. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, what else you got there? What other stories?
What else have we got here? We've got Doug Ducey, the Arizona governor, is going to be vetoing a bill protecting the names of police officers involved in serious or fatal shootings. So they're going to see that coming out. Mm-hmm. Indianapolis Star newspaper is publishing an editorial asking the governor to fix the religious freedom law. So that's top story right now. The Atlanta Falcons, NFL, has fined the team and cuts draft picks for violations. Russell Crowe has come out now, the actor, and says that Michael Jackson used to prank call him.
Oh, my gosh. I think we've heard enough. I got to tell you, you know, this is nauseating, literally nauseating, because that's what the average person is hearing, thinking, talking about. And yet none of the issues that we find, like fiat money system, are on that list. Nothing there of any real value that the average person can take and use today. It's information that people can talk about at the water cooler, I guess, if they want to. But that is disgusting. I mean, that really, I am shocked that that is what the average person thinks about. Perhaps that's why we have so many depressed people in this country. I don't know.
Yeah, nothing really of substance.
Nothing of substance, that's right. Well, let me get back to the news where we do have some substance. And people are asking for things like the server back from Hillary Clinton and the emails, because she went and cleaned her server, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, she can do it because she was the former Secretary of State, or she's just one of the omnipotent people in the government. But a trove of emails released 2 years ago shows that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton had access to intelligence from a private spy network run by an old confidant. And now they're asking the question, was she running a secret spy network? One of the emails pointed out that the deteriorating security situation right before the Benghazi consulate was stormed, citing an extremely sensitive source who pointed out that the numerous bombings and kidnappings of aid workers and diplomats by those thought to be the loyal to the late Libyan Prime Minister Muammar Gaddafi. Despite the information gathered by Clinton's network, she said after the Benghazi attacks of September 2012 that the U.S. intelligence officials had no advance warning of the threat. And that's not all, of course, that went on. But what was Hillary really doing? All I can say is it probably involved a lot of zeros at the end of the number. The Supreme Court may hear the case on banning the U.S. flag on Cinco de Mayo. Oh, well, finally, the Supreme Court is dealing with something important, right? Whether or not May 5th, the incident at Live Oak High School near San Jose, where several students were punished after they wore shirts emblazoned with the American flag on Cinco de Mayo, whether or not they may institute new standards for free speech. On Cinco de Mayo 2009, Mexican-American students at the school raised the Mexican flag, marched around the campus. Some white students responded by chanting, USA, USA. The white students answered 1 year later with the shirts adorned by American flags. Does anybody really find that of any interest? The Supreme Court is going to deal with that, of all the things that we have seen they need to deal with? Oh, my gosh. Proposed Colorado bill upholds a right to film police in public. The bill would impose a $15,000 civil penalty if a cop interferes with the right to film. Of course, they're department would probably pay that bill. I doubt that the officer would have to pay it. Anyway, I think that's huge. I think that is huge. Gary, your thoughts on what's happening with respect to film police in public?
You know, this is interesting because out here in Chicago, there was a huge case that went to the Illinois Supreme Court. A gentleman had a camera. He was filming police, and they said, you cannot do it. They said, you are violating the Illinois eavesdropping law, which is really it's meant for telephone communications and that kind of thing, not when you're holding a cell phone camera on police. Anyway, the Supreme Court came in, and they struck down the law. And they said, well, the Illinois eavesdropping law is unconstitutional. You have the right to film police. However, in response to that, the Illinois state legislature stepped up and said, well, guess what? We're going to create a new law that says you can't film police. However, if you are involved in the actual altercation itself while you're being beaten by the police, you can film it. However, Joyce, you couldn't walk up and with your cell phone camera and start filming without having to report to the police station immediately to inform them of the video and let them know so that they can either say you can release it or not.
That's in what state?
That's in the state of Illinois, the police state of Illinois.
Oh, my goodness.
So once we thought we had a victory, hey, they struck down the eavesdropping law. We can film police. And the state legislature steps up and says, sorry, we're going to go ahead and change that law. And the governor signs it right before he leaves office. So we thought we had a victory. And then, of course, we didn't.
Wow. That's incredible. Well, continue that fight in your own state, ladies and gentlemen. Stay up with that because I think that's going to be critical, really critical, that we have that opportunity, that ability, and that right to film law enforcement. Are you ready for this? $1 million in bitcoins missing or stolen. And guess who did it? The DEA and Secret Service agents are busted for stealing over $1 million in bitcoins. According to David Sheeple, a new criminal report from the Department of Justice claims that two of their own, a DEA agent who was recently hailed as a hero for bringing down the Dread Pirate Roberts and a Secret Service agent, used their influence and resources to steal and extort over $1 million in bitcoins during the course of their investigation into the underground Silk Road market. In other words, we're in here investigating. We might as well just help ourselves. I don't understand bitcoins because I think it caught on way too fast. Too many people agreed with it before it was ever tested, tried, true. Too much money has been extorted or stolen from bitcoins. I don't get where bitcoins is going. Is that a government implemented plan to get electronic money, Gary, do you think?
You know, there's a lot of debate about that. Some people believe it is the global currency spoken of in the Bible that's going to usher in, you know, the digital mark of the beast. Others believe it is the solution to the fiat banking crisis because it limits the amount of digital currency in circulation. Bitcoin can only have, I believe, about 21 million bitcoins in circulation. So there's two schools of thought regarding this, but then what is fiat money? I mean, fiat money is simply zeros and ones on a computer screen. So is Bitcoin the ultimate fiat money? So there's a lot of people out there debating this. Anarcho-libertarians love Bitcoin because it removes a lot of the barriers for it takes the banking industry out of the equation. It takes the central controllers out of the equation and makes it easier for individuals to transact over great distances using the perceived value of these bitcoins. Right now, Bitcoin is, I believe it's about $275 per bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
And some people have made a ton of money with bitcoins, as we see these DEA agents certainly, well, they're going to have their day. But yeah, Bitcoin is an anomaly, I think. I don't know if it's just going to be a fad and it's going to wear out, but I think for now, you know, I have a couple Bitcoin. I'm going to hold on to them.
Yeah, I think so. But I think it's a fascinating program that makes no sense how it caught on so fast. And all of a sudden everybody went, yeah, I'll try it after it's not been tried. I mean, and no history to it, but yet they put lots of money in it. And, of course, a lot of people lost a lot of money also. North Dakota takes a bold step. Here's some good news, finally. takes a bold step on commercial hemp industry, tells the feds to stay out. Ooh, I like the ring of this. North Dakota Governor Jack Dalrymple signed a bill into law on Friday that lays the groundwork for commercial hemp industry and explicitly cuts the federal government out of the state's licensing process. Wow, that sounds good. House Bill 1436 establishes guidelines for the state's industrial hemp program and allows people to apply to grow the plant for either research or commercial purposes. With its provision for commercial hemp, the law goes beyond the federal farm bill passed by Congress last year, which allowed some states to cultivate the plant, but only for research purposes and in more restricted pilot programs. And why? Because they want to control it. Medical tyranny in Tennessee forced antibiotics on newborns. The Times Free Press in Chattanooga, Tennessee, reported last week that the Erlanger Health System is going to start forcing all newborn babies in their health facilities to receive an antibiotic ointment applied to their eyes at birth, whether the parents want it or not. Well, that's been done for years, ladies and gentlemen, years, called neomycin. Even if nurses and midwives attending the birth do not approve of the antibiotic ointment, the hospital allegedly stated they will apply it anyway, using security guards. To apply an ointment with a Q-tip to a baby's eyes. Are you kidding me? The parents don't have a right to say no, no antibiotic ointment? No, they don't. Can you imagine? We'll call security if you don't do that, mother. We'll call security. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce and Gary Franchi. We'll be right back. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces a healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives interested buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at fitbit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. Bidbit.co.
Plane crash. Why? Because it is so incredibly important. We're going to have, hopefully have Bob Fletcher on at a later date, but we're going to move on, get into this plane crash because we have got to stop the government agenda as to what they're doing and help people to understand before it gets embedded in a hypnotic procedure in people like 9/11 was. So that's what we're going to do in the third hour today. Joining me is Gary Franchi, and we're talking about the events that are affecting us in the news. And I really like that story about North Dakota and the hemp industry. About darn time, we've got to see that. I want to deal with the, Gary mentioned a minute ago, the religious freedom law. Connecticut now has said, well, Indiana has now passed a law that goes into effect in July that says that you have religious freedom and you can deal with the people that you choose to deal with. And so the liberal media, and I want to say that just with respect to what's on TV, is telling you that, oh, that's just a way to keep the, that's just a way to keep them from serving lesbian, bisexual, transgender people. Well, that's not what the law is all about. But as a result of Indiana being one of the 20 states that has now said we have the right to serve who we want to serve or do business with the people we want to do business with, which in effect increases the First Amendment rights, now Connecticut has responded by saying he is going to ban, the Connecticut's Democratic governor is going to ban taxpayer-funded travel to Indiana over that religious freedom law. I think that's amazing.
The same goes for the Washington governor and Seattle mayor banning official travel to Indiana in the wake of religious freedom law. This is spreading all over the country. People are outraged.
What do you think the good side of this is? The positive side of this bill?
Well, it allows us to practice our religion freely. You know, this is all stemming from, you know, you heard that case about the gay couple that went to get a cake, you know, and then the baker said, sorry, we're not going to bake this cake for you. You know, these things are manufactured to create the controversy. And then, of course, they introduce a law and then they fight it and they make all kinds of noise. I think that I just think it's a waste of airtime, especially when you have all these people fighting it. Come on. We just want to practice freely. Why can't people just be left alone to do what
exactly
they want to do?
Exactly.
You know, if you want to be, you know, do whatever you want in your bedroom and in your relationships, you know, go, that's fine. You know, but you know what? I have a faith, and let me practice it. Let it be.
And it's not a discrimination against anyone, but that's what the way they're trying to take this and interpret it and manipulate this religious freedom law. Any religious freedom has got to be bad, and it's got to be against the LGBT people. That's not true. And I listened to the lawyers on both sides from the Family Research Group and from CNN debating this issue, and it's just really sad to see the way they're trying to construe it into something and deal with a premise that isn't even there. But be that as it may, it's spreading around the country, though, and I think that's a good thing.
I wonder what would happen if, you know, it seems to me like a lot of this is targeted at the Christian faith, people who practiced Christianity. But what about people who are not Christian, who believe the same? You know, what if you have a Muslim family, or you have a Buddhist family, or you have an Indian family? You know, are you going to target those folks too? Simply because, you know, they may not want to bake a cake?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. When we come back, 1 minute, 10 seconds, there is a map. You want to follow the hummingbirds? Oh, this is so cool. Cynthia sent this to me. And it'll be in the email blast and at the Power Hour News section. If you'd like to follow the hummingbirds and find out when they're coming to your bird feeder. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break. Stay tuned.